AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House is getting closer to a final vote on President Biden's $1.85 trillion measure that addresses everything from no-cost early childhood education to lower prescription prices for older people and the greatest outlay of funding to take on climate change. In the debate, House Majority Leader Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer.
Too many Americans are just barely getting by in our economy, and we simply cannot go back to the way things were before the pandemic.
House Republican Steve Scalise says the bill isn't what Democrats say it is.
You know who benefits the most in this bill? The largest decreases go to those making $1 million or more. That's right. The largest tax cuts go to the multimillionaires. Do you know who gets the smallest tax cuts? The smallest go to those making $40,000 to $50,000.
If the House approves the final version, it goes to the evenly split Senate. If all 50 Democrats vote for the plan, Vice President Kamala Harris would have to break the tie. President Biden, after one-on-one meetings with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexico's President Manuel López Obrador, met with both at the White House in the first North American summit since 2016. In his opening remarks, Biden talked about how the three nations should work together on issues such as trade and immigration.
We share an innate understanding that our diversity is an enormous strength, that we are best able to reach our potential when we unleash the full range of our people's talents.
The summit is the first trilateral gathering of North American leaders since President Barack Obama was in office. The defense rests in the trial of three white men charged in the shooting death of a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, in a neighborhood near Brunswick, Georgia. Closing arguments are set for Monday. This is AP News. More than 50 years after Malcolm X was assassinated, two of the men convicted in his killing have been exonerated.
This court's mandate requires that the judgments of conviction be vacated and that the indictment against Mr. Aziz and Mr. Islam be dismissed. The joint motion is hereby granted.
Manhattan Judge Ellen Bibbin dismissing the convictions of Muhammad Aziz and the late Khalil Islam after an investigation found new evidence that undermined the case against them. President Biden was asked earlier today about the possibility of a U.S. diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Games in February.
Something we're considering.
There have been questions about China's human rights record. International advocacy groups and some members of Congress have called for a symbolic U.S. boycott of the Games. The participation of U.S. athletes would be unaffected by any boycott. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.